choose is Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news in shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
I am the resurrection and the life.
There is power in the name of Jesus.
The Women of Valor and Value International 2014 Conference. Come and receive divine healing, revelation, and empowerment. Be caught up into His presence by the ministry of Micah Stampley and Kathleen Carnally. Be enlightened by anointed speakers Anna Mendez Farrell and Beatrice Nichols. Coming to Port St. Lucie Civic Center September 13th. Doors open at 2 p.m. Registration is required, limited seating. Call 772-398-6949 or email womenofvalorandvalue@aol.com.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
For this reason, I bow my knees. This is Paul praying for the Ephesian church in his letter to them. He says, I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We had a great devotional last night at the house, the Grace House, on prayer. Bowing the knee is one posture one could take for prayer, going to your knees. Prayer is a beautiful thing, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named. So we have family on the earth, and we have family in heaven, speaking of God's people, our family, our church family, our Christian family. They abide on the earth, and the ones that have left us are abiding in heaven. And we will see them, be reunited with them in the future. And here's his prayer, that God would give you, God would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man. So Paul's prayer for them is that they receive strength. Perhaps often you pray for others in the same light. You pray for yourself. When you pray for yourself, you might not ask for strength so often. You might ask for a lot of other things, maybe material things that you have need of or whatever. But here, praying for others, we often want them to be strong in the Lord. We want them to continue. We want them to abide. We want them to be faithful. We want them to go forward. We want them to mature and grow up in Christ. We don't want them to go back from whence they came. And that's his prayer and his concern with everyone, everywhere he went, and the souls that were won to Christ and the churches that were planted. His concern always was they keep growing and going on with God. And don't go back and don't get overwhelmed with life. And don't allow the things of this world to steal them away from God. Don't let problems preoccupy your mind so that you can't even think about God anymore. You're so preoccupied with what's going on in your life. And for that to happen, a person needs strength from the Holy Spirit in his inner man, our inner woman. No one can succeed in genuine Christianity apart from receiving strength from the Holy Spirit to function. Christianity was not created by God to be something that could be easily accomplished by us. It's impossible. In order for us to do it, we must receive strength from Him. Or we won't do it, we'll fail. There are those that seem to do it. They are religionists. They seem to do it. They seem to embrace religion. They embrace the ceremonies and the obligations. But they are not touching genuine Christianity. They just have something they seem. They have a form of godliness, but without the power of His strength in them to do it. And one of the problems, and the great problem, is self-confidence. The reason a person wouldn't lean on the Lord, wouldn't totally depend on Christ for every step he takes, is because he's got self-confidence. Night before, we were in Stuart, and we spoke on self-preservation. Now it's self-confidence. Another member of the self family that needs to find its death on the cross of Christ. Self-confidence must be broken within a man or a woman. Your self-confidence, my self-confidence, we may have a lot, we may have a little. Whatever it is, it needs to be broken, because it'll hinder us in our walk with God. Remember in Luke 22, the Apostle Peter, and Jesus is warning Peter. And the Lord said to him, "Simon, Simon," which is Simon Peter, "Simon Peter, indeed Satan has asked for you, that he may sift you like wheat." That's what it says in our Bible. Let me read it to you in the expanded Greek Bible by Kenneth Wiest. He adds some words to it to bring the Greek words out a little better. It's, "Simon, Simon, behold, Satan has obtained permission from God for you and for your fellow disciples, for himself and from my power to his." So the devil asked permission to test Peter and the other disciples, because they were making big claims about how faithful they were and how strong they were. The devil said, "I'll show you how strong they are. Just let them be in my hands just for a short period of time, and I'll show you what they're really like." And so God will use the devil as his tool, as his instrument of testing. And then it says this, "in order that he may sift you," or shake you in a sieve, just like grain is sifted, "by an inward agitation." Everybody knows what inward agitation is? Did you ever get mad? Did you ever get angry? Ever get frustrated? Ever feel it inside of you? Agitation? That's what the devil wants to produce inside of you. "Trying your faith to the verge of overthrow." Take you right to the brink of the cliff, where you're ready to throw yourself off. That's all the devil wants to do to you. So permission is granted for the devil to be the instrument of our trial of faith. Trial of faith is 1 Peter 1:7. The sifting, you know what a sifter is. You've seen the people do sifting before. They go to the riverbed and they scoop up a bunch of dirt and they sift it, and all the fine granules come out of the bottom of the sieve, and all that's left on the top is the coarseness, the little rocks and pebbles. Now, if you're sifting for gold, you want the rocks and the pebbles to come to the surface, and you're hoping they're a pretty yellow color. But if we're not sifting for gold, this is sifting wheat, and we're the wheat. The new creature, the new creation, is the wheat. And he wants to sift the new creation and just bring the coarseness of our life to the surface. He wants to bring the coarseness out of us, which is, of course, the flesh. He wants to bring your flesh to the surface. Has that ever happened to you? Probably. Flesh surfaces, and people know it. So Jesus' prayer for Peter and for the others is not to stop them from going through the trial, is not to tell Satan, no, you can't have them ever, to test them. It's his prayer for them is simply this, that after they fail, he anticipated a lot out of them, after you fail, that you won't quit. You won't get so discouraged after you fail that you'll quit. People get discouraged, they quit. My prayer is that when you get discouraged because you fail, because you thought you couldn't fail because you were so uppity about everything, but when you do fail, you realize how weak you are, that you won't just give up and quit. That's my prayer, that your faith will hang in there. Verse 32, I have prayed for you. We're in Luke 22. I have prayed for you that your faith should not fail. But when you have returned to me, in other words, your discouragement, your attitude will be a little bit of distancing yourself from me. When you return to me, strengthen your brethren, encourage your brethren. Jesus told him and the others that he would, Jesus told specifically to Peter that he would deny him three times. He would fail not once, but three times. And Peter was filled with self-confidence. And so he said in the next verse, Peter said to Jesus, Lord, it's not going to happen. I'm ready to go with you both to prison and to death. There's no way I'll betray you. There's no way I'll deny you. I know myself. I know how tough I am. I know how stubborn I can be. I know that nobody in the world can take me away from you. I'll follow you to the day I die. How long did that last? A few hours. And he was denying him, saying, I didn't know him. I don't know him. I've never met him. Who are you talking about? Wasn't me. His self-confidence had to be broken. He's very self-confident here. Peter needed to learn to fail, or he needed to fail to learn humility. So even failure in your life, you think, boy, I don't know what kind of a Christian I am. I seem to fail a lot. Even failure in your life, God uses to teach humility. When you realize that failure is telling you that you're not the big stuff you think you are, that you're pretty weak. And it's okay to be weak. He's looking for weak people so that he can be strong through them. Remember this little thing, only broken bread can be a provision for others. Jesus, when he fed the 5,000, had to break the bread. They broke it again when they fed the 4,000. They broke it again at the Last Supper when he fed his disciples. You always have to have broken bread to feed others. A man or a woman of God, they come in and they've got self-confidence. We've got self-preservation going on. We've got self-righteousness. We've got all kinds of all the little members of the self family in our life, and God needs to break us of those things. And he uses trials and oftentimes even our personal failures to reach in and to teach us humility, to get us to the place where we know, wow, I'm afraid to take another step without the Lord's help. I don't want to do anything unless he's with me. I don't want to go anywhere unless God goes with me. I don't want to do a thing unless God's on it and God's with it. Brokenness. No more stubbornness, no more self-confidence, just whatever God, whatever you say, whatever you want. I'm too weak to do anything on myself. The world says weakness is something to be despised, but in Christianity, weakness is something.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net.